such small little cups, so thirsty. Tea, they cry, sip, sip, sup, and we shall grow up, up, up. Perchance we will grow a saucer, or become a mug. What a journey that would be, but know us not until we tea. Guests don't need to linger in their dark corners, horribly rude. To make oneself known is simply the way of things. I smell words, birds. Words and birds, oh, little cups. Clatter not. You have not to fear from fear himself.
Oh, good afternoon, Mr. Tetch. I'm Dr. Jonathan Crane, and I will be performing your evaluations from today onward. Thank you, Hendrickson. You can leave now.
Not a chance.
Oh? And why not? Ah, you're a new face, ain't you? Well, you get the old standard. Don't take an eye off of the good Dr. Crane.
Something like that.
Something like that. I'm guessing then, you might have heard what happened to the boots you're filling now. You want to find out if it's true?
You got 5 minutes.
Bless your heart. Now you.
Me? What of me? I'm not even here. Or am I? Sometimes I don't know where I am. Perchance you should go and find my...
You're really good, Jervis. Really good. Now, I don't think there's anyone on this floor, in this building, hell, in Gotham City, that doesn't think you're a grade-A nut job.
Well, one doesn't like to boast.
Even Ed would bet his wheels on it. And for all his faults, and boy, there are a lot. He's no fool. But then, Ed's not crazy. That is, Edward hasn't run through the halls of the asylum, hacking and slashing and committing all kinds of murder. And neither have you. But you know who has?
I do.
Jonathan Crane. Very good. Now, can you tell me who's had just about enough of playing this goddamn runaround with you, low these many years?
One can only imagine.
Sit down and start talking.
Why, whatever shall I say? What does the man outstanding in his field wish from an utter loon?
Why did you take Ichabod away?
Oh, that old chestnut. How many times must I tell this tale?
Once would do me just fine.
Do you still smoke?
No, I gave it up.
A light? They don't let me keep matches since
the library.
Ah, right. You were there too. Goodness, feels like a lifetime ago. Ta. You know, you have a wonderful knack for pissing off the wrong people. I'd be impressed had I any love for confrontation.
Pot to kettle?
What? You and Edward? Oh, be still, my shivering knees. You could kill me, and Edward can make living such a burden. terrifying.
All right. Who have I pissed off?
I don't know.
Tetch.
I don't. And that's the point. There are voices on the other ends of phones, hands reaching through windows, files jumping from one briefcase to the next. Tell me, did you ever have your words with Jeremiah Arkham? Did you ever find out what happened to those files he gave away?
Hmm? Well, I assumed they were given to Elliot. He was the one behind it all.
Behind it all? No. The only thing Elliot was behind was the bandages on his face.
Who wanted to kill Ichabod?
No one. Well, I'm sure Mr. Bolton would have reveled in the act, but she wasn't to die. Merely disappear.
But why? Why fuck with someone who has nothing to do with all this?
I'd say she had everything to do with, all this.
Scarecrow.
I believe someone wanted very badly to meet you. Him. It.
Someone was taking notes. But for who? For whom?
A who for a who? A whom for a whom? Perhaps a who for a what?
A what?
Men pleading with gods they've never met. But I have. You weren't there. Hiding your thin bones from the cold, I reckon. You never looked into the sky and beheld our end. Information for salvation? Know thine enemy. Perhaps. Someone wanted to crack your egg. Sup upon the delicious yolks. Know thine self, Jonathan Crane. How I'd love to bumble through your brains. Go galumphing in your grey matter.
I'd die first.
Yes. You would.
Who's pulling the strings, Jervis?
I'm sorry. That's all the time we have for today, Jonathan. Auf Wiedersehen.
All right. It's time to go.
This ain't over.
It never is. It never was. It never will be. Kaloo for that. And a Calais for us all.
I know what you've been up to, Jason. And I know why you're in here. Just gonna lay there and not say anything?
Well, you're doing enough talking for the both of us. Be rude to interrupt.
You haven't been home for days. I checked with Alfred. Not since it all happened. The nurses know you by name. They said they feel bad for you, so they let you stay all day, even if it's against the rules. But you can't stay all night, so I'm guessing you get a few beers in you, throw a few punches around. Something to get you locked up for a night, but not bad enough to keep you for longer.
Well, aren't you just a big fucking deal? You want to give me my lotto numbers, too, while we're at it?
Does Bruce know where you are?
You tell me, Karnak. Because quite frankly, you could sew up my stomach and my asshole, and I still wouldn't give less of a shit than I do right now.
What are you doing for money?
Why do you care?
Look, I know you're scared.
You don't know what I am.
Oh, I know what you are, Jason Todd. You're a selfish little boy who's taking the world personally. Dick's lying in critical, the whole family is falling apart, and still, all you can think about is you, you, you. I mean, are you even here right now? Where do you go?
All about me? I saw the sign-in sheet, Barbara Gordon. You've seen Dick one time. One time! Where the fuck do you go?
Things have been difficult. Not everyone has the capacity to sit in the hospital all day.
More like the desire.
What do you want from me? You want me on the widow's walk outside the hospital, wringing my hands and weeping for my poor Richard?
That'll be a start.
Life keeps going, Jason. It doesn't stop because you want it to.
So what? It gets better if you don't look at it?
Oh, God! You're impossible! I hate to be the one to spoil this for you, but some of us have to keep moving forward. Some of us have to try to keep things together. We can't all lay around in jail, moping while our daddy's trust funds keep us out of the 9-to-5.
Hey, fuck you! I don't need a lecture on life from blue-collar Barbie, okay? And for the record, I don't even have my wallet. I left it at home. Cards and all.
Why? So Bruce can't find you?
So that he can see that maybe he was right. Maybe I don't need him. Not for money, not for help, not for goddamn anything. I'm asking for nothing. And I'm getting it in spades, baby.
The two of you. I don't know why I even bothered to help you. Children!
Help?
When you and Dick were getting your asses kicked, who do you think was trying to talk Bruce down? Me. And not because I thought you needed his help, which you clearly did, but because I care about you. Both of you.
So what? Is knowing that you had to berate Bruce into saving us supposed to make me less pissed off, or what?
I just wanted you to know.
Well, then, good. I know now. Your conscience is clean. Now, as much fun as this has been, I'd like to go back to my brick wall. It's far less self-righteous.
Are you doing mercenary work again?
Fly away, Babs.
You know how much that would hurt, Dick.
Don't.
Jason, what are you doing for money?
When I run for president, you can see my tax returns. Guess you'll just have to hold out until then.
This isn't a joke.
You see me laughing? Look, you want to do something for me? Go talk to Dick. Give me some peace.
I'm always watching Dick. I see him plenty.
Oh, yeah. Through the loving eye of a security camera. That's not the same. And it's not what he deserves.
Not everything is so black and white, Jason.
Finally. Something we can agree on.
Jason!
Goodbye, Barbara.
What if he dies?
Then he won't die alone.
And after?
I guess we'll see if Raish does group rates.
Wow. I'm sorry, Jason.
You don't even know what you're sorry for.
You're right. But I'm sorry anyway, because... because I know you want someone to be.
Yet I know beyond a doubt, he'll get me yet. He'll get me yet.
So... what brings you to my brother?
broken neck of the woods, Mr. Mayor?
Well, it's certainly not for the ambience.
Well, you know what they say. Come for the food, stay for the ambulance.
There's a new threat that's come to Gotham. A character we've never seen thus far.
And what's that got to do with the likes of little old me? Are they stepping on my toes, cutting my grass, eating my lunch?
Something like that, yes.
Cutting my toes, eating my grass, the audacity of them! Now to question two. Why should I care?
You should care, because it was you who made him.
What, like my son or something? And here I thought I was shooting blanks. Someone could have told me the boys were back in town. I'd have thrown them a welcome back party.
Spare me the mental imagery. Suffice it to say, it's something you created via your more toxic methods.
Oh, thank God for that. Child support is murder, isn't it, old boy? And I mean, someone would have to tell Harley she was up the duff and didn't even know it. And that's not even
cutting
possible.
To the quick. Do you recall the parade you undertook to celebrate the constitutional removal of all non-naturalized superheroes?
The Superban? Well, it rings a bell, but when you're a party man like me, the bells all start to sound the same. Makes me drool just thinking about it.
Then I shall refresh your memory. Amidst your merriment, you released a cloud of your laughing gas, so noxious, so potent, you seem to have permanently poisoned one Jack Ryder.
Jack Ryder? Ryder! Oh, Channel 7! What a mustache! That one I remember. Oh, good times. You think it's him?
Verily. Though he be yellow-skinned and green-haired, and frolicking about the city causing widespread chaos in a modus operandi that was not previously his to enjoy, the hypothesis is that he is most definitely that man. And since you created that creature, he is yours to correct.
Ooh, kinky. And what do you want me to do? Spank the boy and send him home to mummy?
Whatever you see fit to get him under control. He overcame a team of undercover Suicide Squad infantry with nary a scratch. Clearly, he must not be permitted to roam free.
Well, this sounds like a batload of fun, but this is where I must reveal I'm rather contained at the moment. So unless they've started giving out dirty work day passes, I'm afraid I'm just not free to assist.
An unconditional release, signed and executed by me. Should you agree to be of use to me, you are free to leave. Carte blanche. May I be forgiven?
Now you're talking.
The terms are acceptable, then.
Almost, Emperor. But I do have one itty-bitty, teeny-tiny request.
A second release to one Harleen Quinzel. Also signed and executed by me.
Ooh, now that was spooky. That's why they pay you the big bucks, eh?
Having big bucks in the first place tends to help. Despite your chaotic posturing, you are hilariously predictable where your partner in crime is concerned.
Tis true. Love grows where my harlequin goes. A level with ya, Ozzy. Apart from being ludicrously easy on the eyes, my gal Friday tips the odds in my favor. I despise a fair fight.
A sentiment we share. The guards will be along shortly to escort you from the premises. I trust you can resist your more chaotic tendencies until you are safely distanced from the premises.
I'll keep the joy buzzer in my pants, just where I like it. And speaking of, what does a former inmate of Arkham have to do to get a change of clothes around here? I love stripes as much as the next man, but barcodes are just a bit too personal.
Ever the man of fashion.
Image is everything, Pengy. Or have top hats and monocles suddenly become passé at the lounge?
Fine. You'll get the suit you arrived in. Bloodstains and all.
Fantastic! Seems your command is my command, Mr. Mayor.
Indeed it is. Now, I would wish you well, but we all know the world would sleep far more soundly if you somehow managed to blow yourself up along with this nuisance.
Why, I'd have to be crazy to do something like that. Oh, wait, I am.